Hey, this is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix. Can you smell that? That's another batch of practical defense. Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 245, The Trouble with Lists. A common recommendation when going on vacation is to call your newspaper company and ask them to pause newspaper delivery while you're gone. On its face, this is actually a good idea. In fact, I have repeatedly, and even recently, stated that burglars look for piled up newspapers, mail, and marketing flyers to determine if a home is vacant or not. The U.S. Postal Service offers a similar pause in service. Another common recommendation is to notify your alarm company when you're on vacation and away from your home for an extended period of time. The idea is that alarms will be treated as serious rather than a false triggering because, you know, face it, nearly all alarms received by the call center are the resident accidentally triggering the system by forgetting to turn it off before opening door or window. Only a small percentage are truly burglaries or home invasions. However, if your listed is on vacation and the window triggers, it increases the probability of the alarm being a real event. But again, that puts you on a list. Now, I am not disparaging security officers by any means. I have trained hundreds of security officers and have an online training certification business just for security officers. The harsh reality is that anytime you have a large number of employees supervising valuables, there is a temptation. And there are those that would exploit that temptation. This holds true for hotel staff, retail staff, janitorial staff, and security staff. For example, in retail, almost 80% of the thefts are inside jobs by employees. Now, most employees are trustworthy, but there's always a small percentage that casts shadow upon the entire group. In security, nearly everyone I've met and trained got in the industry to help people. The bad apples always taint the industry and sow distrust. We should also consider other services such as pet kennels. If you're not taking your dog or cat with you on vacation, many people will place their pets in kennels. These people too will know when you leave on vacation and when you plan to return. Anytime you announce to a stranger that you're going to be gone for a period of time, you put yourself at risk. There's nothing more that a group of burglars would like to know is when the property is going to be vacant. In some cases, they're willing to pay good money for such a list, which is kind of what causes the problem. All it takes is one unscrupulous employee with access to such a list to put everyone at risk and tarnish the reputation of the company. Just one. Here are two recent examples of vacation lists being used to target homes for burglary, and both happened within the past year or so. First, the Los Angeles Times had their vacation list stolen, and that list was used to burglarize 45 to 100 homes. A contractor hired to repair equipment at an LA Times newspaper distributor repeatedly stole the vacation list from the distributor. The contractor then shared that list with a ring that actually committed the burglaries. Over $1 million worth of property was stolen over the course of 3 years, and only about $100,000 worth was recovered. To quote one of the officers, they took everything from the televisions right down to the toothpaste. It's also been reported that the Contra Costa Times of the California Bay Area had their vacation list stolen and used to commit burglaries. It's currently unknown if an employee stole the list or if hackers broke into the computer system and downloaded the list. The burglary started about 3 months ago, and I couldn't find any hard numbers on how many homes were hit or the value of the property lost. Now, if you think I'm being overly paranoid about this, remember that my home was burglarized and then burned to the ground to eliminate evidence while my family was away on vacation over just a long weekend. So this does happen, and I have personal experience with it. So what should you do? Well, you know, as with many things, there is no perfect solution. I just try to let as few people know that I'll be gone as possible. If you have friends or family in the area, they can collect the newspaper, mail, and flyers and take care of your pets. If that's not an option for you, then you might have to rely on vendor services and hope for the best. That'll do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense Tip or Comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.